Radio Prague News.
Tereza Yekaslova, the granddaughter of Ferdinand Perotka, has filed a distraint order against the office of the president. Two suspects have been charged with criminal negligence manslaughter in the death of a 5-year-old last month. And Monday marked the 90th anniversary of Europe's first live coverage of a sporting event. Tereza Yekaslova, granddaughter of Ferdinand Perotka, filed a distraint order on Monday against the office of the president. This after failing to receive an apology from the head of state. He had been ordered recently by a Prague court to do so over false accusations Mrs. Yekaslova's grandfather, legendary journalist Ferdinand Perotka, had admired Hitler. Prague Castle had tried to delay the apology through its own appeal, but the deadline for the apology was last Friday. Prague Castle now risks being fined up to 100,000 crowns. Mrs. Kaslova's lawyer, František Vyskočil, said it was his client's right to file repeat distraint orders, but said she would do so only the once. Two men have been charged with criminal negligence manslaughter in the death of a 5-year-old boy in Lužice nad Cidlino, who was attacked and fatally injured by dogs in mid-September. One of those charged is the child's father, who allegedly left his son unattended. The other man was the dog owner, charged in connection with letting the animals roam free in the area where the boy was playing. If found guilty, the two men could face up to 6 years behind bars. Former javelin thrower Dana Zatopkova, holder of gold and silver medals from the 1952 and 1960 Olympic Games in Helsinki and Rome, underwent surgery shortly after celebrating her 94th birthday last week. The Olympian, wife of the late Emil Zatopek, also an Olympic champion, reportedly broke her femur near the hip and was operated on Saturday morning. Mrs. Zatopkova's secretary, Karel Engel, said that the operation had been successful and that Mrs. Zatopkova was doing well. In other news, almost a dozen Greenpeace activists climbed to the top of and occupied a cooling tower on Monday at a brown coal power plant in Chvalekice in the Czech Republic. The team of activists was protesting against the renovation of the plant, which would enable it to remain in operation until the year 2030. The protest event in no way threatened the operation of the plant, which is momentarily shut down. Two of its furnaces from 1979 are being modernized. Monday, October the 3rd, marked the 90th anniversary of Europe's first live coverage of a sporting event, a football match between Slavia Prague and Hungaria Budapest in 1926. Radio Journal's Josef Laufer, who went on to become a broadcasting legend, provided live commentary of the match, a stroke of luck for the reporter after the original candidate suffered a case of nerves and didn't show up. Radio Journal edged the BBC by several months in its live broadcast of a sporting event, Czech Radio said. Meteorologists are warning that the regions of Olomouc and Moravia Silesia are likely to see heavy rainfall late Monday and into Tuesday, with the possibility of flooding and first-level flood alerts being issued. The Jesseginki Mountains could see rainfall later taper off for the first snow of the season midweek. An anti-drug train, which is part of an educational and preventive program to try and keep young people away from drugs, has made a stop in Bohumín, Moravia, where last year local elementary schools across 7 municipalities had sewage water tested for the presence of illicit substances. The presence of drug abuse was also confirmed by an anonymous survey in nearby Orlove, which showed that roughly a quarter of students in grade 9 had experimented with illegal drugs. The anti-drug train takes visitors on a 90-minute tour through different settings to get young people to think about the risk of abusing both legal and illegal substances. A look back at sport at the weekend. On Sunday, goalkeeper Petr Čech kept a clean sheet and fellow player Laurent Koscielny scored in the dying seconds for Arsenal against Burnley. That was in the Premier League. The team clinched all 3 points. The match also marked Arsene Wenger's 20th anniversary as Arsenal coach. Although the Gunners dominated in possession, Burnley were not without chances in the game. Johan Berg Gudmundsson forced Czech into a full-length stop with his header. The match remained even until virtually that last play. I'm Jan Vellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.